This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This week, Friday, actually, makes it 2 years that the World Health Organization officially called the pandemic a pandemic. And in the weeks and months that followed, we talked to people all over the world about how it was changing their work and their businesses. So today, we have gotten some of them back on the phone for an update. First up is Eric Ju. He's the director of United Textiles of America. That's a factory in Choloma, Honduras, that produces polyester yarn.
Business demand is very strong, but inflationary pressures and all of the price increases that have been happening have been making it very difficult to plan for the future. You can see the pain at the gas pump, but also it's in hitting our polyester prices, which is petroleum-derived. Prices are going up. Inflation is hitting here in Honduras as well, so it's making people have more difficulties by buying their basic necessities. You know, it's mostly price of gas, which not a lot of our workers directly purchase. Some of them do, some of them don't, but also mostly related to foodstuff prices. I mean, food prices have been going up. Most of our product inputs are directed towards the U.S. consumer. So I'm concerned about how their spending power is going to be affected. You know, if demand shrinks, then, of course, our end market may shrink as well. So we'll see how that balance ends up at the end of the day and how people spend their money. Just hope that people have enough money to spend.
Continuing our brief survey of the global economy, we stop by Milan right now, the hub, obviously, of the Italian fashion industry, which has seen a rocky couple of years because of the pandemic. And that gets us to our next dispatch. Raffaella Grasso is the owner of Pino Grasso Embroidery. They make embroidery for dresses at some of the big fashion houses over there.
At the moment, everything seems to be slowing down more than before. Expenses are still very high, especially now with all the problem with gas and energy. And work is not enough to go on. At the moment, the problem is that all is very, very uncertain. And being so uncertain, everything slows down. Parties and big events and all the happenings that will attract people with very luxury dresses are few.
All right, for the final leg of our short world economic survey, we're going to Vancouver. That is where the Pacific National Exhibition is, PNE, it's called for short. It's a big event space, over 100 acres with concert halls and fairgrounds and amusement parks. PNE saw its business basically collapse at the beginning of the pandemic. And when I spoke with Shelley Frost, the CEO, they were $52 million in the hole. So 2 years on now, we decided to see how things are going.
I can honestly say that business is a lot better than it was, 18 months to 2 years ago. Our restrictions have lifted. Our capacities have lifted. We can see people being willing to come back out and do group activities, which is absolutely awesome. At this point, what we're looking for is stability. We're looking to see tours and music tours and things like that come out more regularly. There's still some people that are sitting on the fence. They're touring the US, but they're maybe not jumping up into Canada yet. That's always a concern. We're very much focused on rebuilding our team. Inflation in general is just really, is something that we're always keeping an eye on because we depend on people's disposable income. So you want to come out and you want to do fun activities and you want to do things with your family and friends. But if you can't pay for the basics, then you've got less room in your, just in your monthly budget to be able to do things like that.